Welcome to the Sandler Training Hour. Each week we come to you with a few of the Sandler rules, which are small adages that you can keep top of mind when you're in a sales call or opportunity that'll help keep your head screwed on straight. So, Jim, what's the thing we should remember today?
Never help the prospect end the interview.
So oftentimes when you get into a sales call, we want them to be treated like interviews, right?
Yeah.
And how often is it do you think that a salesperson feels like it's not going in anywhere and so does the favor to both of them by ending the conversation?
Yeah. Yeah. One thing to bear in mind in any profession is persistence pays. And oftentimes we may be guilty of just, we call it wimp junction, hitting wimp junction, getting to a point where you feel like there's an impasse. And rather than having a challenging conversation through it, to just end the interview. And the concept here is that there's multiple outcomes to every meeting. There could be a yes, let's move forward to what the next step is, whatever that is. Could be no, I don't think this is a good fit. It could be there might be other people that need to be involved in the decision. There could be a lesson learned. There could be a referral or introduction. No is an appropriate end. Let's make sure the client brings it to the no. And this maybe just speaks primarily to me, but I know for me, it's easy to prematurely rush to judgment and say, oh, they'll never buy from me, and end the interview instead of letting them come to that conclusion.
Yeah, I think that sometimes, depending on the profession, people feel like they have a good read of what people want. And oftentimes, this leads to making choices for them. And so, like in a conversation, you may get the sense that the other person's not invested, and that may hook you emotionally to want to get out of the conversation. But until you get clarity on it, you can't really know how the other person's feeling.
And very often we make assumptions based on observations that are not empirically provable. And so I'm assuming that you apparently lack interest. I'm assuming you're not interested in any further conversation. So I end the interview instead of just asking. Well, one of our rules a few weeks ago was some version of, much harm comes from things left unsaid. Really asking those questions that says, hey, I get the feeling that this may not be a good fit for you. What are you thinking? Let them be the one who ends the interview instead of you being the one who ends it for them.
And like we say pretty frequently, in any conversation that you're entering, you should have an end goal in mind. So Jim mentioned a little bit of this when he was saying no is just as good as yes because you get clarity. But if you're entering interviews with no end goal in mind, then you run the risk of falling prey to the problems that can come out of not following this rule. You'll navigate conversations on the behalf of other people that you're talking to without any real point of clarity on what they're looking for. And that can be a risk.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, so never help a prospect end the interview is really about getting mutual agreement. Right? Let's be unified in our upfront contract. And in the Sandler world, that's having agreement going into the interview. Hey, the purpose for this interview is to determine, do we feel like there's any fit for us to work together? And if so, what does that look like? And at the end of the interview, the fulfillment step is, okay, did we find a fit? And if not, why not? If so, what is the next step? It's just about being clear. It's about emotional intelligence to state what you are thinking and feeling in hopes of furthering a relationship if there's any reason to perpetuate it.
Yeah, and it's also the sub piece of it all is patience. Like, we don't function the same way. Just because you have a meeting in 15 minutes doesn't mean the other person is anxiously waiting for the conversation to end as well. And so, without clarity and patience, we oftentimes run into issues like the ones you're mentioning, which is just we get in our own way constantly. There's the old quote by Philip K. Dick, like, the worst things we do to ourselves, which is really true when it comes to business and profession in the professional world. Oftentimes people play games of self-sabotage based on how they think things are going without ever getting a reality check to consider, is this happening for everyone in this room or is it just me?
Yeah, you want to improve your success in time management. Make sure you start every single meeting having a conversation with yourself that says, what's an ideal outcome here? And what will I settle for? Going into it with a plan gives you clarity of purpose. And if you don't have a plan, we've all been in those meetings that are just death by meeting, right? It's like, when is this ever gonna end?
And it's always terrifying to be caught in a slog like that because you're not, because I mean, unless you're a confident person, there's probably eight people in the meeting who are sitting there thinking, like, I wonder when the good things happen, right? They expect something as a sort of culmination. And so, yeah, it's exactly what you're saying, that unless we're paying attention and coming with good intentions, which is something that we repeatedly talk about, then we run into issues re related to haphazard work.
It's so true.
We just call it like we see it. We don't know if other people are getting value out of the meeting, but we're sure done with it. So we might as well say,
Might as well
well,
end it.
yeah, like without any check-in, like, okay, is this working for us? Is this not working? It's just easy to avoid asking those simple questions. And the annoying part about asking simple questions is that they're simple and so they're easy to do. But like anything that works, you know, it worked so well, you don't need to do it anymore.
Yeah, the things that are easy to do are also easy not to do.
Typically, people end up stopping doing things that work out for them and that are in their best interest just because they achieved the success rather than recognizing that. You know, success as it is a long-term behavior. It's a pattern of behaviors. Being successful today is different than being successful tomorrow. And as long as you're incrementally looking to make in gains on that, you'll always see improvement.
But it happens consciously. It happens more predictably if you're doing it consciously.
You can't sort of hope to show
Yeah,
up.
right.
And when people do hope to show up, sometimes they overperform, sometimes they underperform, but the reality is they don't have any control over it.
It's
It's
true.
just haphazard.
So true.
Any final thoughts on this rule, Jim? Do you want to restate it for us?
Never help the prospect end the interview. Always more information. Make sure you're extracting all of it.
That's a huge point. Don't think that because they haven't given you everything, that they have given you everything.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's us at Sandler Training. You found your way here. If you have any questions or concerns, reach out to us at the information below. We'd love to hear from you. We do trainings Tuesdays and Wednesdays throughout the week. If you're ever interested, reach out to us. It may be worth your time.
Have a great week.